with these characters in my life or these situations in my life? Well, let me tell you this. The peace that Jesus brings is internal, not external. Regardless of what's going on in your life around you, you can still have peace. We look at this Christmas story. We take off from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 on down. We begin to see how God, through His Son Jesus, brings peace into our lives. We see, beginning in verse 8, "And then there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests.' When the angels had left him and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were now just as they had been told." Let's pray together. Father God, today, as we celebrate this Christmas season, God, we look around in the world about us and there's so much turmoil. God, there's so many families who are going through difficulties. Lord, there's so much hurt, there's so much pain, there's so much sorrow. But Lord, your word promises us peace. Even from the very beginning, in Christ we have peace. Peace in our soul. Father, teach us today. Show us today by the power of your Holy Spirit how to live out that peace every day. In Jesus' name, amen. I love what the prophet Isaiah over in the Old Testament says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says this: "For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government would be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Now, we know a few things about Christ. We know how much He loves us. We know that He wants to do a work in us. But sometimes we forget about this peace that He gives to us through all situations. Whatever's going on in our life, we still find that inner peace. Jesus was born into this world to show how much God loves us, how much God really wants to be with us. Christmas is God's initiation of a relationship with us, extending His gift of peace to us in Christ. Do you have Christ as your Savior today? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Are you going through the motions of the season? Are you just showing up but really don't know Christ on the inside? Doing the religious stuff, external but not internal with Jesus. Several things I want us to look at this morning, but we want to focus on verse 14, which we just read. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Now, something real important about this to see. It's peace to men on whom His favor rests. The peace is extended to all those throughout the world, but it's only known by those who know Jesus Christ. Scripture did not say that Jesus came to bring peace to the earth. Matter of fact, Scripture says something quite different. Over in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus Himself said it. He says, "Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. That there would be division among humanity over Christ. So listen, Christ didn't come as a Prince of Peace to bring peace to all the world like we know and boy that we pray for and we want so desperately. He came to bring peace between us and the first thing we look at, between us and God. The first area we see that the Prince of Peace gives us peace and that the angels sang about, the first area was Christ in us brings peace with God. Peace with God. See, we experience peace with God because Jesus reconciles us to God by his payment for our sin. So all the while the world is falling apart, that we can still have peace with God first. Peace with God. Peace to men on whom his favor rests. God has chosen you in Christ to be in his favor. That means when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you are now accepted by God. You are in right standing with God. Not because of anything special that you've done, but because you've responded by faith and repentance to the Holy Spirit leading you to Christ. You're in right standing with God. See, when you accept this free gift of salvation in Jesus, you become a child of God. Your adoption in Christ can never be taken away from you. Never be taken away from you. Jesus' birth, sinless life, death, and resurrection met the requirement by God in Christ for Christ to atone for our sin. There's a question. Well, what is this atonement? We hear this big word, atonement. What really is that? See, in Christianity, atonement refers to this reconciliation, this reconciling between sinful humanity and holy God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Christ coming to this world was God's plan to reach out to us, to build this relationship with us. And only through Christ, his death and his resurrection from the grave, through all the things that Jesus did in our behalf, us receiving that as our own, we are now made right with God. We are reconciled back to God. That's atonement. Jesus atoned for our sins. He paid the price for it. What you and I owe, Jesus paid. God's perfect payment for our sins reconciled us back to God so we could be at peace with God through relationship. Jesus' sacrificial death atoned for our failures to God. Reconciliation means that restoring of friendship or harmony to our relationship. So Jesus' sacrificial death made atonement for our sins in order that our relationship with God would be restored and that we're at peace. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 tells us, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen, the peace that the angels sang about was on those whom God's favor rests in Christ. Those of us who respond in faith and repentance to Christ Jesus, we receive his free gift of salvation. We have that peace, that abiding peace with God. That now we're on good terms with God. He counts us as his children. A lot of people say that, you know, we're all children of God. No, we're not. We're all creations of God. But only in Christ are we children of God. Only in Christ. Can you honestly say this morning that you have peace with God? Can you honestly say in an evaluation of the Holy Spirit in your life, working in your life, showing you what's going on, you understand and have peace with God? When you accept Jesus as your Savior, you are fully justified before God because Jesus has paid the penalty of your sin and of mine. Maybe this morning you believe Jesus as your Savior, but you still have some turmoil going on. This is what causes turmoil and this disruption in peace in a Christian's life? Well, there could be several things. Could be some doubts. There could be some fears. There could also be some hidden sins going on. That maybe an attitude that you have towards someone else, maybe there's a grudge you're holding against another person. And listen, it's disrupting your peace. all of these can steal your joy, steal your peace, disrupt it with God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, evaluate really what's going on inside of you. Because if there's something God wants you as His child to be in a place that you abide in His peace at all times and abide with peace with Him. Sin disrupts, it makes us uncomfortable. It doesn't kick us out of the family of God, but it makes us uncomfortable. Why? Because God wants repentance and God wants harmony. God wants reconciliation to stay. It's simple, repent of whatever it is. Maybe there's some fears in your life. Maybe there's some doubts in your life. Maybe there's some disbeliefs in your life. Listen, give that to God. He's your Father. He loves you. He's here with open arms to receive whatever you're going through and to work you through that. Submit yourself to Him. He will forgive you and restore your peace. His peace will overwhelm you, your soul. God wants to be close to you. I love what D.L. Moody said. He said, a great many people are trying to make peace, but that has already been made. That's already been done. God has not left it for us to do. All we have to do is enter into it. Enter God's peace through Christ Jesus this morning. The second area that we find that Christ coming and us receiving Him, Christ living in us gives us peace, is that we have peace with ourselves through Him. Do you have peace with yourself this morning? Do you have peace with God and peace with yourself? It's amazing how many times in life we go through and we mess some things up. We say some things and we do some things and we know we shouldn't have done it. We know we shouldn't have said it. We've offended some folks and they're upset with us and we just can't believe we've done that. Matter of fact, maybe there's some things we've even already confessed to God, but we still hold it against ourselves. Sometimes Christians forsake this abundance of God's grace in finding peace within themselves. Listen, what are you going through? It's hard to give God glory, as the angels sang about in verse 14. They spoke glory to God in the highest. It's hard to give God glory and be at peace when we're wrestling in ourselves with our own past, with where we've been and the things we've done and the things we've said. We're honest with ourselves. There are times we have difficulty bringing God glory because we've hidden ourselves under a covering of shame and guilt that has quenched our inner peace and our joy. We've said or did something that has embarrassed us, or we brought shame to ourselves or shame to our families, and we just won't forgive ourselves. Why? We've asked God to forgive us. And maybe with the opportunity, we've even gone to that person or persons and asked them to forgive us. But boy, we hold ourselves to this high, unattainable standard of perfection. We've apologized where we could, but still inside we're wrestling. Yet we do not feel worthy of giving ourselves grace and forgiveness, even though God has already given it to us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So let's admit this, that we know that we are not perfect. We know that we have sinned against God. We know Christ has forgiven us for that sin. Then why do we hold ourselves accountable when God no longer does, Christian? We're part of that all. If God in all of His glory and splendor and holiness can give you grace and give you forgiveness, who are you not to allow His grace to transform you to forgive yourself? I love what verse 24 completes that thought of 23. It says, all have sinned and are justified freely in His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Oh, listen, what Christ has done for us not only brings peace with God, but there should be peace with ourselves. You know, Jesus gave us two great commands. The second one is this, that we love our neighbors as ourselves. It's very difficult to love our neighbor if we don't love ourselves. It's very difficult to stay at peace with our neighbors if we're not at peace with ourselves. See, we will only love others and treat others as well as we treat ourselves. It's so often in our life that we don't really have peace within. We really don't love the person that we are. And it makes it very difficult to fulfill that second command to love others. So we treat them in the way that we really treat ourselves on the inside. We treat ourselves unfairly. When we try to hold our personal expectations above the flood level of God's grace, we must, because of Christ, learn to forgive ourselves for the sins and failures which God has already forgiven. We cannot keep ourselves in this bondage to something that Christ has already died for. He died to give us freedom, not to hold us captive, but to give us freedom in Him. If we choose to linger in unforgiveness of self, we dismantle the peace that accompanies our salvation and this relationship we have with God. Ralph Waldo Trine said this. He says, to be at one with God is to be at peace. Peace is to be found only within. Unless one finds it there, he will never find it at all. Peace lies not in the external world. It lies within one's own soul. And we know that's because of Christ. But why do we wrestle with ourselves and will not give ourselves the grace that's so desperately needed to live this life with joy and with celebration and to treat others as Christ commands us to treat them? Listen, what a wonderful Christmas this would be. Have peace with God and have peace with ourselves. That we would have peace with God and that we would have peace with ourselves. The third area I want to share with you is Christ abiding brings peace with our neighbors. So once we work in this area of our life, we have peace with ourselves. It's very easy to be conduit of God's grace as He pours it into us, that we can pour it into others, that we become a conduit of God's grace. See, God's love in Christ diffuses in our heart and believers, and is positioning us to be conduits of God's grace to pour in the life of others. Colossians chapter 3 tells us this in verse 15 and 6 through verse 13 through 15, excuse me. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace. Has someone ever hurt you in life? Raise your hand if someone hurt you in life. The rest of you probably lied. Yeah, we've all been there. We've all been victims in some sort. Listen, there are some folks who have been very victimized in life. They've gone through some things that we can't even understand or explain. As a matter of fact, this past week in our own community, something's happened to that, and we're blown away by that. How could that even happen here? But you see, there's things that people do to us that sometimes it's hard for us to grant them forgiveness. Sometimes it's hard to be at peace with them because we're holding on to them. I've learned something. To really live in this peace that God wants us to have with our neighbors, we have to live with grace. Not only a conduit of God's grace for ourselves, but is to give into others. What I've learned about grace and forgiveness is this. Forgiveness does not release the other person from what they've done. They still are accountable for what they do. Whether it's judicially that the court system has to take care of it or what, but they're still accountable to God for it. But as long as we hold on to unforgiveness, we don't live. We stay in bondage to that person. They will always have power over us And they will always dictate our life to us as long as we do not forgive. Always. They will always dictate our life. They'll dictate our attitude. They'll dictate where we go and where we don't go. What we say and what we don't say. Whether we go to family get-togethers or not, because it may be a family member. There are a lot of things that that person still has control over us for if we choose not to forgive. And forgiveness is always a choice. It begins somewhere. Oftentimes we think forgiveness is a feeling. Well, I don't feel like forgiving them. You probably won't for years and years and years. But it's a choice. You have to begin with a choice. You choose to forgive that person because Christ has forgiven you. And you forgive that person. You've cut the cord. You've released yourself from that person having power over you. And you've given them grace even though they don't deserve it. We don't deserve it from God either. And we probably don't deserve it from the people that we've offended in some way. But because of Christ living in us, we can look at that person and we cut the cord and say, listen, I forgive you. Listen, God will continue to work in that person's life. God will deal with them. If we go through our life treating them like with a cold shoulder or ignoring them or giving them a sorry attitude toward them, you know what happens? Through all of that, that person really may not even know. They could actually care less. Because we are responsible for our own attitude. Do you like going through life miserable? Do you like going through life bitter? Do you like going through life carrying this big old burden and trying to avoid this person at Walmart and that person at Walmart? Or, you know, I don't want to go to the first service because that person will be in the first service, so I'll go to the second service. Well, I'm just going to find another church because of that person. That's not the way Jesus wants us to handle business. And there's no peace in our life. We're not at peace with our neighbors as long as we're dodging them and running from them. Now listen, there are some people you need to love from afar. Let's just be honest. There's some people that you can love, but you've forgiven them. And you don't hold that against them anymore. You just really don't want to be their best friend either. There's nothing wrong with that. But you see, as long as we do not forgive other people, we cannot live in the peace that God wants us to live, that Jesus came to restore, to give to us, restoring our relationship with God, restoring that peace within ourselves because we've forgiven ourselves, and forgiving and restoring that peace with our neighbors. Oh, do you want to live in the joy and the peace and the celebration that Jesus can bring? Then listen, this oil of grace for self and oil of grace for others is a must in your life. Make the decision to forgive, and you'll be amazed at what great and wonderful things God does in your life to you and for you. Will it be easy? No. Didn't say it would be easy. When you forgive, you make the choice. When you make that choice, you're like driving a stake right here on this date at this time. I forgave so-and-so. And you may have to remind yourself that you forgave them already. Because the emotions are just, they like come in waves. But you have to remind yourself that you forgave them in Christ. Christ gave you the power, you took it, and you forgave them. Eventually, your emotions will catch up to your decision. Eventually. Oh, the peace that God wants us to have with ourselves, the peace that God wants to have us with our neighbors, is all because we have peace with Him first. Do you understand and know the peace of God this morning? You have a relationship with Him that you can honestly say that, you know what? I'm at peace with God because of Christ. I'm born again. I know heaven is my home. And I'm living this life to bring Him glory. Or will you say this morning, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure whether I have Christ as my Savior. I'm a good person by our standards. I try to do the right things by our standards. Listen, all those things fall short of salvation if you do not have Jesus. Salvation is in Christ alone. God's gift to us. On that Christmas day that he lived a sinless life, died on a cross for us, resurrected from the dead for us, and he's coming back to receive us. Do you know this Jesus is your Savior today? Have you received him by faith, by repentance of your sin? I invite you to do that even this morning. There's a green sheet that you have around. Listen, if you want Christ as your Savior, you can just fill out that green sheet and say, today I've accepted Christ as my Savior. I'm going to lead you in a prayer in just a moment where you can accept Christ and receive him as your Savior today. Maybe during that prayer, Christians, you're just going to seek God for those people around you who need Christ, but also seek God for yourself, that you live and abide in the peace that God gives you as his child. But you want that peace to be extended to those around you. Let's pray together. Father God, there's someone here today who needs you. Father, I pray that you reach out to them. Lord, may they pray something like this. Dear God, I know that you love me. I know that you sent Jesus to be born, to die on a cross, and resurrect from the dead for my sin. This morning, I repent of my sin and I might place my faith in Jesus. Lord, I invite you into my life. I live my life for you today. Save my soul and I'll be your disciple. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. And thank you for taking me to heaven when I die. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.